Welcome back to NewsRamp Real Estate for Tuesday morning, March 3rd, 2026. As always, real news stories with AI narration. Visit newsramp.com for the full articles. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here we go.
The IRS changed the rules on cost segregation in 2025. Some investors are still playing by the old ones. The IRS updated its cost segregation audit techniques guide in 2025, causing confusion among investors. The guide now references the AmeriSouth case more frequently to challenge reclassifications in cost segregation studies. Brian Kitchula of CostSegRex emphasizes the importance of individual property assessments. With bonus depreciation in effect, choosing the right provider for a defensible engineering-based study is crucial. Look-back studies and capital expenditure studies are options for property owners. For accurate results, consult with a CPA before proceeding. Colorado's vacancy tax fight and the realtors who spoke out. Inside the advocacy playbook that protects Vail's property rights. Colorado's state legislature recently introduced a bill allowing taxing authorities to hold elections on vacancy taxes, sparking discussion among property owners and real estate professionals. Mark Gordon, a director for Colorado's National Association of Realtors, played a key role in advocating against the bill. Gordon emphasizes the importance of organized real estate advocacy, citing the recent defeat of the vacancy tax bill as a successful example.
Expanding property management services in Brooklyn. Landlord Management New York, a property management company in Brooklyn, expands services to support landlords facing complex NYC rental regulations. With a focus on compliance, tenant screening, maintenance, and financial management, the company aims to ease the challenges of property ownership in a changing market. Contact Landlord Management New York at 895 Fulton Street, Brooklyn, for expert assistance. Westmac Commercial Brokerage Company arranges $3,025,000 sale in West Los Angeles. Westmac Commercial Brokerage Company has facilitated a $3,025,000 sale of a property at 227 Colby Avenue, Los Angeles, California, 90064. The plus 4,950 square foot building on a plus 6,694 square foot lot was acquired by Air Water Properties LLC for owner user investment. President T.C. Macker noted the strong demand for such properties in West Los Angeles, with the firm representing the seller in the transaction.
Century 21 brand expands in upstate New York with latest Rochester affiliation. Century 21 Real Estate LLC expands its brand in upstate New York with the latest affiliation of Sharon Quadier Realty in Rochester. Led by founder Sharon Quadier and her children, Brittany and Brad, the full-service boutique brokerage brings decades of local market expertise to Monroe County residents. Now operating as Century 21 Apex, the Quadierts aim to provide enhanced resources and grow their business beyond their community.
I'm sure you won't be serving this book. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.